From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Syrian government aircraft are reported to have carried out bombing strikes in areas of Iraq controlled by Sunni militants, killing at least 57 civilians. Meanwhile, the first group of U.S. forces have arrived in the country to carry out assessments for potential military action. From Washington, Daniel Wrenches reports.
The U.S. has sent about half of the 300 military advisers that President Obama said he'd deploy to carry out assessments of the dramatic military takeovers by the Sunni militant group ISIS. The U.S. has said any decisions on military action are also contingent on movement towards forging political unity. But it's being made even more complicated as reports filter through of a series of airstrikes by Syrian jets inside Iraq. CNN quotes a local official who says at least 57 Iraqi civilians have been killed and more than 120 wounded.
The United Nations estimates at least 1,300 people have been killed and a further 1,250 wounded since fighting began in Iraq 2 weeks ago. The U.S. economy has shrunk by 2.9%, its worst performance since the end of the recession. The dismal first quarter figure is being blamed on the severe winter weather. Nick Harper reports from New York.
This past winter in the U.S. was particularly bad, and as a result, the economy took a tumble. The minus 2.9 figure is considerably lower than the last estimate a month ago of a 1% contraction. And when compared to the final quarter of 2013, when the economy grew by 2.6%, the first 3 months of this year looks particularly bad. However, analysts predict this is a blip, that the economy has already picked itself up, with the expectation of a second quarter rebound, potentially in the region of 4% growth.
The highest court in the U.S. has issued a rare unanimous ruling saying warrantless cell phone searches by police violate the privacy protections in the Constitution. In Washington, our correspondent Alice Olstein reports that the decision could have sweeping implications for the digital privacy rights of Americans.
Get a warrant. That was the message from the Supreme Court today for U.S. police, who were sued for searching the smartphones of people they arrested without proving probable cause. Going against arguments made by the Obama administration, the court said modern cell phones contain so much personal information about every aspect of people's lives that such searches are more invasive than a home search. As other legal battles about digital surveillance continue, this ruling will not only set a strong precedent, it will protect the privacy rights of the millions of people arrested in the U.S. every year.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The U.S. Supreme Court also made waves in the world of broadcasting today, ruling that Arrow, a new firm intending to rebroadcast content via the internet, violates copyright law. Arrow's future is now unclear, as the nation's highest court handed a major victory to America's broadcast networks. Priscilla Huff has more.
The ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court is being described as a fatal blow to a new business. Arrow allowed subscribers to pick which video channels they wanted to watch, with Arrow scraping off the signals from broadcasters and cable channels and retransmitting them. American television networks pointed out subscribers paid money to Arrow, but Arrow did not pay licensing fees to those channels for rebroadcasting material they commissioned and produced. The nation's highest court ruled 6-3 that violates copyright law. Arrow's financial backer, Barry Diller, had admitted even before the justices took up the case, if Arrow lost, that would mean the upstart firm was finished.
And the upper house of Russia's parliament has agreed to revoke the authorization of Russian troops in Ukraine. It follows a request by the President Vladimir Putin to cancel the ruling, which had been put in place on March the 1st to protect the rights of Ukraine's Russian-speaking minority, according to Moscow. After which Russia annexed the autonomous Crimea region. This latest decision comes amid a ceasefire between pro-Russian separatists and Ukrainian government forces, as our correspondent in Moscow, Natalie Powell, reports.
Echoing the words of Russia's President Vladimir Putin just a day before, the Russian Federal Council has voted overwhelmingly to withdraw a ruling on the deployment of Russian military in Ukraine. The majority vote had been expected at the Federal Council, but Mr. Putin and the Russian Parliament say they are still determined to protect the interests of Ukraine's Russian-speaking minority.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.